Welcome to Instant Crush. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. I'm joined by my good friend Finian Sococcio.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we are back in a new time slot. Previously, midnights on Saturdays. Now, midnights on Wednesdays, or zero on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah, true, actually. It is Thursday now. Yeah.
Very excited to be back.
We're so back.
We're very back.
We're excited to not have to, you know, use of our weekend, even though we love doing this.
Yeah, now we're, you know, firmly back in the midweek, and, you know, back at midnight. We've been at midnight for close to a year now.
Yeah.
Maybe one day WMFO will give us the call to move up to the vaunted 10 p.m. slot.
Prime time.
That we want so very bad. Yeah. But today is not that day. And so we are back with another hour of some music, maybe some things to talk about. We're going to get started right now. Again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. First song of the night. It's been taking the world by storm recently. One of those songs that, you know, one of the benefits of the new internet age, songs that maybe didn't get appreciated as much when they first came out,
mm-hmm.
can, you know, have a resurgence. We saw that with that song from Stranger Things, Kate Bush running up that hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now we're seeing it again. I heard the song probably 8 times this weekend, and honestly, I enjoyed every single one of them. Haven't seen the movie, haven't seen Saltburn, but maybe I will at one point here. It's kind of weird, but this song very much deserves the resurgence it's had. So, start off the night, pretty good one. We got Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groove. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to
we'll be right back.
You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the booth. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the booth. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves, DJ.
Oh, Oh! Let me tell you about my day. It's such a very long day. It started around 7 and I can hear a pray. That's why I love Sunday mornings, even when it was cold. There was always something burning that was good for my soul. As I walk through the yard, I can feel your presence, giving me the time of my life and showering me with life lessons. Now I know what they mean when they say keep your head to the sky and don't be too quick to fit in and don't feel you have to try. This world is strange, so strange it is. You know it really hurts inside, yeah.
Sometimes,
no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes.
Sometimes,
I'm so proud you can see the young man I came to be. With lifelong struggles, you kept a smile on my face. And as I'm looking all around me, I say, how can I ever repay you? Mama was worth more than gold, and she always tried to tell me, this world is strange, so strange, so strange, my dear. You know it really hurts inside, yeah.
Sometimes.
And no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
There's been a few days when people truly let me down. I said crucial things just to bring me down. And they will rob, beg, and cheat just for their own self motives and greed. But I guess it ain't nothing new. It's just something I gotta go through. This world is strange, so strange it is. You know it makes me hurt sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. No matter you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Now how much more can I take before I shoot the kills? Don't let them mess with your heart, 'cause what you're feeling is very real, yeah, yeah. You know it makes me cry sometimes, baby. You know I still hurt inside, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I go through life with my hands in the air, saying, oh Lord, help me there. Oh, it hurts sometimes, baby.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Nobody can tell me better than you about these things I will go through. Oh, it hurts sometimes, baby.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I say, oh.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
And we are back. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As you just heard, you're listening to Instant Crush. And that was Heart of Glass, the live version by Miley Cyrus, released a couple years ago. Pretty great.
Great cover. And Miley just did the, what did she do, Flowers at the Grammys? She's incredible live.
She's got an all-time voice.
Especially live. Like, she's got, there's something about it. She just, she hits the right note. I mean,
I hesitate to say that that cover is better than the original. I think people aren't going to like that take.
No, I said that to my mom in the car once.
I said it to my dad, who is 60 years old, and he actually agreed with me, and he's a big Blondie fan.
Oh, yeah?
So, I don't know.
My mom loves Blondie and loves that song, and she wasn't having it when
there's
I said that.
There's something about the energy of that version that I really, really
like. That's the thing. It's a different...
I really like.
She turns... It's almost an interpolation.
Yes.
Like she really...
It's a new song.
She changes. So in a way, it's older, almost unfair to compare them. But
so you mentioned the Grammys. She did win. What was it? Song of the Year. One of the Song of the Year awards for Flowers.
I think it was like vocal performance.
It's a good song. My take would be, how come Bruno Mars didn't win for When I Was Your Man? It's literally the same song. Is it not?
Well, what won that year? Was it even nominated?
I can check. We can come
back. Probably
it
has to have been, right?
I mean, that was, I love When I Was Your Man.
I think everyone does.
I have a memory when that song came out. I was on a plane, and like I was very little. I don't know how little I was. What, it was like 2013, probably 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like the airplane had like the TV on the back of the headset on the headrest, and like there were music videos that you could listen to, and that was one of them. Keep in mind, the music video for that song is just him playing the piano. There's nothing happens. Okay. And I think I listened to it 15 times on that flight. I would listen to it again. And then one more time. And then one more time.
That's the day you became a Bruno fan?
I've always been a Bruno fan. I like can remember the day I was listening to the radio, and I was in Orlando, Florida. Came on the radio, the guy was like, new Bruno Mars song. It's called Locked Out of Heaven. And I was like, just by the name of this song, I know that this is going to be fire. Like, I know it's going to be good. Rest assured, it was the number one song like 2 weeks later.
That is a beautiful song.
I mean, he's him. I don't know how we got to that, but
I think there's something like 33% of his songs went number one or something up until Silk Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to Bruno Mars, but the man is a perfectionist. He is the best pop artist of this generation. Maybe The Weeknd has a say to that, but if you talk about
the best,
talk about per capita, per album, he only has like 4 albums. All of them are really good.
Right, that's what I was just saying.
He works really hard on what he does, and he's a performer, right? He's like
just like Miley. I mean,
yeah, but Bruno Mars has way more songs that you know.
I know. I'm just saying in terms of being a performer. But yeah, Bruno's probably the ultimate short king.
Yeah, he is, man. He is short. He is short. He is like 5'2".
Yeah,
he is tiny.
He makes up for it though.
The Grammys, though, honestly, the show itself was much better than I expected it to be. I was thoroughly impressed by the show itself. Maybe too long.
Whenever Trevor Noah does something, it's usually, I don't know, he makes it, like, watchable.
I mean, I was surprised they got, it's like, I feel like award shows have been going away from A, hosts in general, and B, like, hosts that people know. Because there was that dude at the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who he was, who, like, bombed.
They always just tear them a new one whoever does it.
Yeah.
Because it's always not that funny.
I don't remember who that guy was. He was terrible. And then, like, last year it was, like, Jared Carmichael did an award show. I don't really know who he is. And, like, I'm sure some people do. But it all started with Kevin Hart when he got fired. Then they've just stopped doing hosts since then. But Trevor Noah is pretty good. And then the show itself, I mean, Stevie Wonder performed. I was surprised.
No, a lot of the performances were really good.
Really good. John Batiste did the Lean On Me with the choir. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was amazing. Travis Scott was decent.
It was cool.
Joni Mitchell performed, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Billy Joel performed, which I very much enjoyed.
I actually didn't. That's the one I missed.
They really like built the whole show towards it, and like, it took like 3 hours as the last performance.
Yeah, I think I literally got bored of waiting.
They were like, and soon, Billy Joel, but first, 5 more things.
Yeah, I think I went and showered.
It's like a 3-hour show. He did a pretty good job, though. I mean, he's still great live. I saw him last month. It was
the GOAT.
Impeccable. The GOAT in my mind. But really, I would say pretty successful. The music itself, I mean, like the awards, Very much. Grammys have their own favorites that they like.
Yeah.
They nominate Jon Batiste for everything every year. I don't understand.
Got such a great energy. Like, I guess. It's just good for their image.
Other than him, it's like Billie Eilish wins everything, and I do not understand it. No disrespect to Billie Eilish and her fans. She has some good songs, but at this point, she's won, like, whatever, like, record of the year, like, 4 times in 5 years, and she's like... The one from the Barbie movie, like, I feel like I did not hear that song being played that often, and yet it won, like, Song of the Year.
Popularity isn't necessarily...
Yeah, well, they have inconsistent standards on that anyway.
Sure, that's the thing, is you can debate all day, because they're always just trying to please somebody.
People were mad that Killer Mike won Rap Album of the Year, Rap Song of the Year.
I wasn't mad at that, I don't understand why...
And he got arrested at...
That was what I saw, he got arrested right after.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, people who, like, I saw a lot of, like, who is Killer Mike, which I feel like is, like, kind of a wild take.
If you're saying that, you just don't know what you're talking about. It's
like,
fine.
You can object to him winning, because I think there were some good albums nominated, but, like, if the reasoning is, like, I don't know who that is, like, maybe figure it out.
I think you invalidate your argument by saying that, but...
I don't know. Utopia was good. I thought it was okay. You thought it was better than I did.
Well, in retrospect, it's definitely... I don't think it deserved to win Album of the Year, but...
Rap Album of the Year.
No, not even, just because... Yeah, no. In retrospect, it's a bit more, like, gimmicky than I remember it being. You know, he got all the features that you would expect, and then...
And none of them were that great.
Yeah, that's the thing. There wasn't a lot...
There was no Don Toliver. There was no... Right. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, that's a lot to ask for. You mean, like, in terms of, like, a breakout?
Yeah, exactly. And I've said I just don't think it compares to Astroworld at all in any sense, shape, way, well, shape or form.
We shall see over how it ages, but yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. And then I really thought Heroes and Villains should have been Rap Album of the Year, the Metro Boomin album. I'm a big fan of that album. I think pretty much every song does its job. Beautifully produced. He's got everyone on that album. It is actually did their job.
He kind of did. Like, I mean, what more do you want from him? Like, he made that album as good as it could have been.
Right, that takeoff verse on Feel the Fire, great.
Yeah.
Travis has a couple good songs. It's a good album. But, you know, Killer Mike, congrats to Killer Mike.
Yeah, no, he's a goat.
He's a goat.
But we digress.
We digress. So, getting back to the music, maybe we'll be back to talk a little more later on, but yeah, that was Heart of Glass before, and we're going to go Van Morrison. We've got Wild Night.
This is Easy Sunday Morning, and we're right here on a beautiful morning in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's chilly today. The kids are going to school, the grass is frosty.
This should be my...
Let's take it on the ride out of
theme song
in the morning
to life.
Hello, Cleveland. Yeah.
A nigga like me be so gone. Eyes so low that a nigga gotta throw his looks on. Wonder what them folks on. That's what they be asking. Dumb kush we smoke on. Smell it when a nigga passing. We get into the cash and you can see a nigga shining. Just a little gold, a couple holes, couple two, three diamonds. Up in the hood where you find them. Let's see out on the road. Every show got a bag for the blow and Patron. All my niggas getting told like they poster. Cause life is showing, filled with lots of grief and doubt. So I just pulled that bag of colorful frosty leaves on out and free my scalp.
At a time, I'm up all the time, I'm up on the grind. So a red bull and a blow will be fine. Just wanna feel fine, just wanna get time. Just wanna relax and think of a mind.
Don't really like sipping, cause I get the tripping. My nigga just roll up a heap of that pine. And only bring a little bit for the trip, just in case we get blurred by 5-0.
Sir, you look high.
I know, but I prefer my eyes.
Get higher, get higher, get higher, get higher.
Talking about weed again, probably cause of all that weed in him. Yes and no, cause and effect is what most don't know. Doing bad, or like Mike said, could be doing wrong. Forget about the obvious context of the song. Put your brain where it belong. Can't we just all get a bone and tag along? And we flow, we kids with hoe. Better to cope when you smoke, dog. Please don't miss what a nigga trying to get you thinking about. We outside, become my mama in the house. Pup pass with your bitch ass. Back in high school, smoke weed when I cut glass. And now I'm an addict, tragic, stable enough. I'm reclining, happy looking down, see my duties be shining. Good look easy, now stay blinded by that light. Somebody pass me a sail to the right. Yes, I'm going, I'll be out it. And you can find me, I'll be chilling back. I'll be chilling, Jack. Let's go.
I say bounce that shit like whoa, yeah, bounce that shit like whoa. This is not a fairy tale, I already know how you like it. Take you to the mall and get you a new outfit. Girl, that shit some child's play. Bounce that shit like whoa, 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 whoa. Heard all of the stories about you, I already know and I like it. Take you to the mall and get you a new outfit. Girl, that shit some child's play. Bounce that shit like whoa. Bounce that shit like, oh. Why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake? You know I love to go there. Say I'm acting light-skinned, I can't take you nowhere. This a place for families that drive Camrys and go to Disney. They don't need to know all of our business. You wildin', you super childish. You go to CVS for Kotex and my Bugatti. I took the key and tried to hide it so you can't drive it and put on mileage. Then you find it, awkward silence. Mama is a saint, yeah, she raised me real good. All because of her, I don't do you like I should. Don't make me get you back to the hood. Don't make me get you back. I say bounce that shit like whoa. Yeah, bounce that shit like whoa. This is not a fairy tale, I already know how you like it. Take you to the mall and get you a new outfit. Girl, that shit some child's play. Bounce that shit like whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Heard all of the stories about you, I already know and I like it. Take you to the mall and get you a new outfit. Girl, that shit some child's play. Bounce that shit like, whoa.
bounce that shit like, oh. She wrote it like a soldier. She wrote it like a. Yeah, yeah. I got it. Yeah. You don't wanna fall in love, I know. I'm not someone you should trust, I know. I give Chanel out like a hug, I know. I knew a couple of your friends way before. How many girls have slept in this bed? Say a different number than the one that's in my head. Lying to protect you, I be doing that a lot. My past checking like the Louis you just got. Married in our 20s, now nah, where the fun in that? My city love me like a college running back. Pack a bag, you gon' end up staying where I'm at.
Took you from the hood and I can never get you back. I just wanna let you know that someone love you bad. All in Cadillac, like I'm Teddy Pendergrass. Whipping on the shit, I'm getting ready for you.
Thank you. Thanks, Trey.
Thanks, baby.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head,
but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. 908. LA time. Back in the lab and shit. My wife said, I can't say no to nobody. And at this rate, we gon' both die broke. Got friends that ask me for money, knowing I'm in debt. And like my wife said, I still didn't say no. People tryna say I'm going crazy on Twitter. My friend's best advice was to stay low. I guess it's hard to decipher all of the bills, especially when you got family members on payroll. The media said it was outlandish spending. The media said he's way out of control. I just feel like I'm the only one not pretending. I'm not out of control, I'm just not in a control. I know I'm the most influential. That time cover was just confirmation. This generation's closest thing to Einstein. So don't worry about me, I'm fine. I could see 1,000 years from now in real life. Skate on a paradigm and shift it when I feel like. Control conventional thought, don't need to question. I know it's antiquated, so sometimes I get aggressive. Thank God for Jay Electra, he down with the mission. Did it with no permission, on our own conditions. Most blacks with money have been beaten to submission. Yeezy with the big house did it way different. Never listen to Hollywood producers. Don't stare at money too long, it's Medusa. The ultimate Gemini has survived. I wasn't supposed to make it past 25.
Yeah, and you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering what God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you wondering where's God in your nightlife. And you're looking at the church and the
Father, Father,
wondering why your dog's gonna say,
God,
yeah, I feel like I'm on the
head. I've awakened the spirits of millions more to come. A million illegally downloaded my truth over the drums. I believe in the children. Listen to the kids, bro, if the phone ringing. Go and get your kids, so. Brother Don Muhammad told a minister about the presentation. He sat back and smiled. Black on black lies is worse than black on black crime. The Jews share their truth on how to make a dime. Most black men couldn't balance a checkbook, but buy a new car talking about how my neck look. Well, it all looks great. 400 years later, we buying our own chains. The light is before us, brother, so the devil working hard. Real family stick together and see through the mirage. The smoke screens, perceptions of false reality. Who the real owner if your boss gets a salary? I am one with the people. I am one with the people.
Real.
I've been woken from a light and man's dream. Checking Instagram comments to crowdsource my self-esteem. Let me not say too much or do too much, cause if I'm up way too much, I'm out of touch. I'm praying an out-of-body experience will happen, so the people can see my light. Now it's not just rapping. God, I have humbled myself before the court. Dropped my ego when confidence was my last resort. I know you got a plan. I know I'm on your beams. One set of footsteps, you was carrying me. When I turned on the news and they was burying me. One set of footsteps, you was carrying me. When I was negotiating with Apple, it was Larry and me. Told Tim Cook to call me, I was scary to see. I would've took 100 million and gave 20 to Hov. I heard it's the way they did it when we only had the stove. But it's better that I stayed at home with my folks, cause if Jay a billionaire, then I'ma never go broke. Only thing I ask is next time I'm on stage, we all go. We all go. Not just by myself, looking for niggas like Where's Waldo. She got the same shoes as my wife, but she copped them at Aldo. Modern day MJ with an off the wall flow.
Night light, walk all over me. Walk all over me.
I'm delivering everything I've ever said to your brain.
Fly, fly, fly overseas. Fly overseas, oh. Anywhere, everything but in between.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi.
Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Yeah, and you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi.
Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Please face me when I speak.
Please say to me something before you leave. You've been treating me like I'm invisible, not visible to you.
Oh, the invisible truth stays sober. I don't quite understand the games you play.
Understand, understand. Understand I'm standing under oath, and I promise I wouldn't fall anymore. I'm crawling at the bar. I wishing that you saw my scars, man. I wishing that you came down here and stood by me and look at me like you knew me. But I feel so alone, like I don't know anyone except the night sky above.
And you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi.
Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Yeah, and you're looking at the church in the
Father,
night sky,
Father,
wondering
Father,
where God's gonna say hi.
Oh,
you're looking at the church in the
Father,
night sky,
Father,
and you're wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.